But, oh, we all wanted an electric stove or a gas stove. And my parents, we had butane. The first heat, first good heat we put in was butane. And they put in a underground tank. And we put in the stoves. We started in by just putting in, I don't know, two or three stoves in the house, but it didn't begin to keep the house warm. And by that time, we had used up and cleared up the land all around the place, around the house and around the home place, to where there wasn't any much wood available right there. And the folks decided they'd use butane. But you know, it cost quite a little bit. And you didn't light those stoves unless you needed them, I'm telling you. And when you wasn't using them, you turned them off. So we had the butane. Then later on, the gas came into Mena, the natural gas. And my mother just would not listen to it, and she was the boss. She said, the butane's been good enough for us, and we'll just keep it. And she went to her grave, she never put the gas in.
Right?
But then later on, the city ordinance wouldn't let you have an underground butane tank on account of the danger, I think they said. So, since I've had the home, the old home place, which I still have, I put a big tank on top of the ground. We're still burning butane, and we have a stove in every room, except, as I started to tell you about the cooking deal, we couldn't get gas stove, cooked stove. Decided my mother wouldn't have it. But we heard about the electric stove, and my little niece lived in Washington, D.C. And they had bought, when they married, they'd bought this all new good furniture, and I visited them, and oh, it was just wonderful. And two or three years later, then they moved into a new home, and which was the electric stove, all utilities was already in the home, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They didn't have to buy, and they didn't have to take their old one. And instead of she was going to sell everything. And I called her up and I said, don't sell the stove, I want it. She said, well, I'll talk to my husband about it. I said, well, talk to him because I want that stove and I'll pay you for it by the month. Find out from Jim how much it is. And I hadn't much more than got to bed that night when the telephone rang, and it was Jim, my niece's husband. He said, do you want that stove bad enough to have me ship it to you? I said, yes, I do. And I'll pay for it. He said, well, I don't charge you for it, but it's going to be awful expensive to get it there. I said, well, you ship it and be sure and let me know how much it is because I'll have to make a plan. I didn't have that much money. And I was buying the stove. But anyhow, they shipped the stove and paid the freight on it. Came by the Kansas City Southern. It took a long time, I think 3 weeks or a month or something before we ever got the stove. And I just began to think they was kidding me. But pretty soon here comes the Kansas City Southern man saying that there was a big box down at the freight house for me. And they had shipped it and paid the freight on it and then let me pay them for the freight for the month. So that's how we got our first electric, and I'm still burning it.
Is that right? is this big one?
Not here.
Oh, here at the other place.
Oh. I still maintain the home. When my parents, I lived with them until they died.
I see.
And the last one died about